Welcome back, everybody. We're happy to see you.
So today we're going to talk about five blessings of having another child. How this episode came about, did you know?
Well, last week we shared with everybody that we were expecting baby number 8. And so we wanted to share a little bit about, you know, different reasons why another child is a blessing.
And somebody also sent you a text.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually a friend of ours from another town, she sent us a text with this article.
And it's called 10 Reasons to Have Another Child. Well, we're going to reduce it down to 5. Mm-hmm. And it comes from the Population Research Institute. I actually don't know anything about the organization, but it was a great article. And so if you want to see the article, I'll link in the description. So blessings of having another child.
So blessing number 1, you get to do something beautiful with God. So I just think of the beautiful honor it is to be able to welcome another child. And I know that there's a lot of different emotions that can surround, you know, pregnancy and whatnot. But I think if you think about how an immortal soul begins at the moment of conception, like that's incredible. And how the Lord then allows you to be entrusted with this soul, to raise this child in the faith, and then to one day have eternal life with God in heaven.
Yeah, sexual intimacy is God's plan. It's His plan to bring forth life into this world. And so when a man and a woman unite in that beautiful act, they become co-creators with God. That moment is so powerful. That's why it's sacred. It reminds me of a story. A number of years ago, before we were married, I was at my parents' place, and my sister and her husband were there. They had just been married. They just welcomed their firstborn into their family. And I overheard my brother-in-law in the next room speaking to his little baby son. And he said, "You are my greatest accomplishment." And that just struck me. I wasn't married yet. I wasn't a father. But my brother-in-law, he's a godly man. I appreciate many things about him, and I hope you see this. One of the things that is special about my brother-in-law is that he has worldly success, but the world might look at that and think, well, that's the height of greatness. That's great accomplishment, worldly success. No, and for him, I think he had a great perspective there. You, my son, are my greatest accomplishment.
Joseph Cardinal Mindszenty said, "The most important person on earth is a mother. She cannot claim the honor of having built Notre Dame Cathedral. She need not. She has built something more magnificent than any cathedral, a dwelling for an immortal soul, the tiny perfection of her baby's body. Even the angels have not been given such a grace. What is more glorious than this, to be a mother?" What stands out to me in this is how he says that a mother has a dwelling for an immortal soul, for this tiny perfection of her baby's body. And yet, like, that's like such a targeted place. And the most gruesome acts can happen to these little souls. And so unprotected. You know, it's just so horrendous, you know, the most sacred spot. And yet these little babies are just, you know.
I think there's a lot of lies that are thrown at women, too, in society, that a woman has to do everything that a man does. You know, they need to have a career. They need to do this. We need to, you have to be a mother as well. You have to do it all. Men and women are complementary. Doesn't mean a woman can't have a career. But there's certain things that men can do better than women and certain things that women can do better than men. We are a team. We are complementary. Mm-hmm. And I overheard an adult speaking to one of our daughters a little while ago. And one of our daughters is very articulate for her age. And so this adult was making this observation, saying, "Oh, you're going to be a great lawyer or a doctor." And I didn't jump in, but I thought, I want God's will for my child's life. And she's a girl. If God calls her to marriage, I would want her to be a great mother. Could she be a lawyer? Could she be a doctor? You know, honestly, my hope would be that if she's a mother, that she marries a man so that she could be with her children. I know sometimes that's not possible. We'll leave that all to God's providence. But I've never looked at our daughters and thought, I'm raising a doctor, a lawyer, a corporate executive. I'm looking at my daughters thinking, they're going to be great moms. Maybe, hopefully, a religious sister. And I look at my son and I think something similar in the other respect. I'm raising a father. Whether he be in marriage or whether he's called to the vocation of priesthood.
Yeah, I think it's important to note that career is secondary to your vocation.
Yes.
So I think often we put that first. We think, what are you going to become when you get older? You know?
Hopefully a saint.
Yeah. Blessing number two, having another child brings joy to your life. Isn't it the best? The best moment is like when that baby comes out and you're finally holding that baby. That is literally the best moment.
Especially after the previous moments of transition.
Yeah, it's true. But then you still have to deliver that placenta. You forget about that. But anyhow.
So the joy of children can be... I remember when our first was born. And shortly after, we went to the mall for coffee. And we brought her out for the first public outing. And our daughter was born pretty small. How many pounds?
She was six. Something.
So a little baby. And a lot of people have never seen a little baby. So we're sitting outside this coffee shop drinking our coffee. And I was amazed at how many people stopped to comment on our daughter, Madeleine. They would just look at her. And you know what? I never saw a person look at her and scowl. Everyone had a smile. Our children bring joy. Mm-hmm. They can also bring misery, too. But life is to be celebrated, and there's great joy in a child.
Blessing number three, having another child offers chances to grow in holiness and virtue.
You want to explain that one?
Oh, that's definitely true. Because, you think that things are quite easy, or what you thought was hard before you had children really becomes hard after you have children. And I think there's just so many opportunities to grow, you know, like, oh, I have to change another diaper? You mean I really have to clean up that mess? Well, who else is going to clean it up? Nobody. It's going to be us. It's funny, the other night, actually, there was something that happened. I think we were just really tired and we wanted everyone to get to bed. And then all of a sudden, somebody had a cup of juice. And I typically don't like having juice in the house. One, it's a ton of sugar. And the other thing, it makes this mess, like sticky messes. And I don't want that. Anyhow, someone had a glass of juice and it got spilt. So then you and I were like cleaning up this big mess of juice. It's got all over the floor, on the legs of the stools, you know. And then the next thing you know, the baby's crying up in his playpen. And I hear Ken saying, he threw up. So then there we are, like, cleaning up all this vomit, got all over the playpen, on the carpet, on the kid.
And you're tired.
And you're tired.
You're at the end of the day. Parents know this. You just want your kids to go to bed.
Yeah.
Without incidents.
Yeah. And just then go to bed. I just thought, you know, this is how we become holy. So I think I said to you, this is our sanctification.
Yes.
I don't know if you found that joy.
In the moment, I don't remember, actually. But the truth is, the school of sanctity is in the home. The school of sanctity is the family. That's where you grow and to learn self-sacrifice. You learn self-donating love. God intends for us to learn these lessons within the context of family. That's His original design. And when you welcome a child into your life, into your family, you have to sacrifice for them. That child, by its nature, is completely dependent upon you for everything. For food, for water, for shelter, for everything. And so you have to give of yourself to protect it, to provide for it. And this continues throughout a child's life. But the blessing of having multiple children is that they learn to sacrifice for the other sibling. And they need to. So our older children have to learn that, or they're going to be miserable. They can't always get their way. We are not going to be flying off to the all-inclusive trips to Mexico. We're not going to be living that kind of life. We're going to be living a life where we spend time with each other, enjoying each other's friendship and company. But children learn self-donating love within the context of the family. And when you have multiple children, there's multiple opportunities for those lessons. Just an example, I know we mentioned our vehicle last week, but if you missed that video, it's a Suburban, it's a 9-seater. We're maxed out in it. So there's 3 in the front sitting, 3 in the middle, 3 in the back. There's no door on one side, so everyone has to come in on the other.
There's actually a door. There's just no door handle.
Sorry. Correct. It doesn't open.
It fell out.
It's on the highway somewhere. And we haven't fixed it. So the act of getting into a vehicle requires patience and self-control and generosity because it has to be done in order. The back people have to go in first. Why? Because the seats don't fold down. So they have to go in first, and the way they have to go in is without putting their feet on the seat, or else they get it muddy for the person that's going to sit there, because they have to jump over that middle seat into the back. So all of this...
Typically, that it should be able to push back, but it's just not working.
Okay, that's right. It's broken. I forgot that important part. Mm-hmm. It's broken. So so then they have to get in, and then the next row have to get in order. And then you have baby seats and booster seats, and then the baby seat in the back. So Pascal, the baby, when he comes in and out, the kids have to undo him and then pass him to Janelle and I to lift him up over the seat. So our vehicle is a saint-making machine. The whole point of me sharing this with you is there's really nothing too easy about traveling with 9 children in this vehicle.
9 people.
9 people. Sorry. I'm not complaining about it. I'm just saying these are the practical opportunities to die to self. And our children have that opportunity every time we go to church, every time we travel as a family. And generally speaking, it's a joyful experience. Every family has their moments. But if a child doesn't learn self-sacrifice now, man, they're going to end up a spoiled adult. They'll grow up selfish in their life, and they'll ruin their life. They'll lose their salvation. Sanctity, the school of sanctity, is the family. And the blessing of having children is that it creates many opportunities for self-sacrifice.
Blessing number 4, having another child gives siblings to your children. I remember when I was 18 years old, I read this book by Kimberly Hahn, and there was one line that stood out to me. She's like, the best gift you can give your child is another sibling. And that's always stood out to me. Because, you know, I've run into people where sometimes it's like their kids actually don't want other children. But I'm just so grateful that our kids are happy about new babies coming along.
And one of the things that's important to us is that our children are friends with each other. That they grew up becoming best friends with each other. We think that this is God's purpose and plan for family. You should be friends with your siblings. You should be good friends with your siblings. This is one reason... not the only reason, but one reason why we homeschool. Because they're always together. And so they learn together. They celebrate together. They cry together. They get angry together. Experiences bond people. And if you think about just the friendships that you have, when you have a shared experience with someone, it bonds you. And you go back to that. Mm-hmm. Now think about having the experience of family. The homeschool experience, continuous life together, at least until the child's 18 years old. As compared to children going off to school, they're gone from 9 until whenever they get home or whatever that time is, a good chunk of the day. I'm not saying that you can't send your children to a public school or a Catholic school. I'm just saying there's way more opportunity to bond together as a homeschooling experience. And that allows your children to become friends. Mm-hmm. And
it's good because you have it. Not all children get along. I was reading in the book called The Temperament God Gave Your Children, and it's actually super helpful because we have quite a few different temperaments, and some temperaments really clash with one another. So I was wondering, like, why are these kids always fighting? It's because their temperaments just kind of don't get along as well. And that's okay. That's a really great learning opportunity because wherever we are in life, there's going to be people with different temperaments. And some people aren't going to be like phlegmatic and okay with, you know, everything and just willing to yield to the next person. Whereas other people will be very firm in their position and not wanting to budge. So it's good. It's good for us to work together, even with all these varieties of personalities.
And then you can also learn to be friends with people who don't have the same temperament as you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Very important life lesson. Mm-hmm.
Blessing number 5. Having another child creates a supportive family environment for you and your parents.
God created us for community, for family, because we're made in His image and in His likeness. Did you know God is family in one sense? He's Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That's the family of God. And we're made in this image. This is the perfect family, the Holy Trinity. And so we're created to be connected to other people and also in union with God. But the family is typically how we experience this. And there's a great reward and peace that comes from belonging. There's a longing for belonging within all our hearts. So welcoming another child into your family creates a greater community. You know, as children go through life, what's going to happen? There's going to be highs and there's going to be lows. You've probably experienced them. Do you want to do those highs and lows by yourself or with people that love and support you? Of course, the answer is people who love and support you. By having a larger family, if one is able to, it creates an environment to allow a person to thrive in the highs, in the lows. You know, we're going to get to a point in our life where we need help towards the end of life. God willing, God allows us to get to a ripe old age. And when we do that, the body starts saying, I've had enough, and there's aches and pains, and you can't go up and down the stairs like you used to. Maybe you can't go shopping like you used to. You can't get to your doctor's appointments like you used to. What's the blessing of family then? Then your sons and your daughters come along your side and say, Mom and Dad, can I help you? Then you have your grandchildren coming along and seeing you. It's a very sad thing. I know many people are in this experience, but a very sad thing to get to age alone. Now, some people aren't blessed with the opportunity to have a family. Then it's therefore important to find a community. But if we're at the stage of life thinking about, should we be generous to God and how many children He wants to bless us with? My thought and to you is, be generous, because everyone wins. The child wins, you win, and God wins a soul that will glorify Him for all eternity. Every child is a blessing. So friends, thanks for watching. Comment below. Share with us what stood out to you and why. And hey, if you want to become a monthly supporter of our ministry and help keep all our messages free and accessible and shareable for the world, we'd appreciate that. Just head over to canandjanelle.com. Thanks for watching.